Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Reason. Welcome to the Stars Love Show. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know her. She's my favorite person. Will you join me in welcoming my grandmother, Mama Jai?
Well, thank you so much, grandson Isaiah and Jumbo, and see Jumbo to you and to my listening audience. Welcome to the Jasari's Love Show. I am so very excited to be here and so thankful to the Creator for another day. Right here where I'm located at, the sun is shining, but I'm going to tell you right now, even if it was pouring down raining, just being alive and being able to take another breath and be able to speak to you and express myself, I am so grateful for that and so grateful to the Creator for that. I want to take this time to thank the 21,491 listeners that are listening to our show and being so supportive because, as you know, this is the home-based business 101. This is listener-supported radio. So we just want to thank you so very, very much for tuning in and listening to the show and being so supportive. And we're just going to ask you to take a few minutes to go ahead and tweet and Twitter those people and let those people on Facebook know that we are on and the show is on and we're ready for an exciting show for today, as we will be for every Friday that the Creator allows us to be able to share with you. As you know, today's topic is attitude affects altitude. And I know you've seeing that a lot in a lot of different ways, especially those of you who are out there and you're paying a lot of attention and you're reading some of the books that I'm going to be mentioning to you. But I just wanted to give you one little quote out of one book. This is out of Dennis Kimbrough's book, Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice. As you know, we have Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. But also at a certain point, another gentleman named Dennis Kimbrough was commissioned to write Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice. And on page 180 in chapter 8, he speaks about a pleasing personality. Here's an ancient Chinese proverb, and I definitely believe this here. A man without a smiling face must not open up a shop. I'll say that again. An ancient Chinese proverb. A man without a smiling face must not open up a shop. And, you know, for those of us who really take the moment and think about it, you know, a smiling face sure does help things go a long ways and makes things a lot better. What traits in your attitude affect your altitude in your business? Have you ever heard a person insist the following? This is the way I am. I never smile. People have to take me like I am. Okay, I know. You know, ladies, you know, we're kind of famous for that. You know, and I know the guys say what they say, but I've heard a lot of women, this is the way I am. They have to take me the way I am. They say it in their personal life, and they also say it in their business life. And they usually end up not going very far. Now, you know, some people might not be able to handle this one, but this is one I heard a lot, you know, in my years of being on this planet, especially once I became a young adult. It's that time of the month, and I'm grumpy. This time of the month. Okay, all right. So it's that time of the month, and that's part of what we call the PMS. Girl, I'm experiencing menopause, and I'll just flip out on you. Every now and then. I just can't control myself. And we're talking about adults here now. You know, we're talking menopause. Usually we're talking old adults. But then you have those people who, I don't really like this product, but I just sell it. Oh, by the way, are you going to buy some product from me today? Whatever that product is. Negative mental attitude versus positive mental attitude. Which one is it that we're going to have? Negative mental attitude or positive mental attitude. It's so important to know what is the attitude that you want to have, negative or positive. Very, 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 very important. And a lot of times we have a tendency of not thinking about whether it's going to be positive mental attitude, a negative mental attitude. So just really take the time to think about whether or not you want it to be positive or negative. Now I want to go back to some of the things that I was speaking of. And that was taking me the way that I am. Hey, that's the way I am. Just take me the way that I am. We really need to think about that because that's not always good. I mean, there comes a time in your life when we have to think about getting into our conscious, realizing who we are and how we affect other people. If you notice that nobody's really coming to your business much, it may be a time to take some introspect and just reflect on the type of person that we really are. And that's really, really important. Taking those few minutes just to reflect on, am I being the way that I need to be? And that's really, really important. Am I being the way that I need to be? And a lot of times people don't really think about that. They think, just take me the way that I am because that's my freedom. And we get those things kind of confused. You know, we forget that with freedom, there is a lot of responsibility. We just can't go out here and express ourselves any old kind of way and really think that it really is just okay. Whatever we say and do is going to have either a positive or negative effect on the people that we're saying it to or doing this action to or the people around that happen to witness it. So we have to be conscious of that. Now, we can't control the way people understand and receive everything that we do. But pretty much a smile gives one indication for one type of expression, especially if you're talking about something that a person should be happy about and should be jovial about. And a frowning face or angry face or a I want you to hurry up and get out of my way face, that also expresses some other things. So I just want us to really keep in mind, what is the attitude that we're putting forth? What are we really letting people see about ourselves? And it has to do with how we think, taking the time to think. There is some time required if you're going to be a network marketer or any type of business person to think about what it is you're doing and how we're doing. And that doesn't mean you're not going to make mistakes. That doesn't mean that when I first opened up my shop that I was conscious of smiling, you know, in the early years. I don't know. I may have been just okay. I mean, I remember, you know, always smiling, but maybe I wasn't. Or maybe I did not address a parent the best way that I could have. I know for a fact, I remember a creditor calling me, and I was like off the chain. I did not have a good attitude at all. And it's so funny because afterwards I was like, that could have been a radio prank. Suppose that was just one of those prank shows where they punk you and you end up on like all these different radio and TV shows, you know, fussing at someone because I was fussing at this person who was trying to get me to buy something or something along that line. It was really kind of silly. But then again, I had to take the time to reflect back on that and say, okay, how can I handle things like that better in the future? That's the part I'm talking about, taking the responsibility to think about how can I handle these things better in the future. Those are the things that, you know, we just have to take the time to think about. Oh, my goodness, it's that time of the month, and I'm grumpy. It's that time of the month, or I'm experiencing menopause. I have a few books that people are going to be a little bit surprised about. They're health books. I've been doing a little bit of studying on different type of health things. I'm not a doctor, and I'm not saying it's going to cure everything that you may have. But if you read a lot of these different health books, it's going to really make a difference in your experiences, that, especially those us women are having with our certain health issues. I suggest you read the following. Take and go back and get this book. It's an old book. This book is so old, but it is fantastic. Back to Eden, E-D-E-N. That's by Jethro Kloss, J-E-T-H-R-O. Go to your health food store. You can get that book. This is a thick book, but it is excellent. Don't lend it out to anybody. I mean, that's when you have to be a little selfish because you need to hold on to that book. But they have remedies in there that will make you feel like a brand new person, along with exercise and drinking really good water. Another book, The Healing Power of Herbs by Dr. John Hennerman, H-E-I-N-E-R-M-A-N. Healing Power of Herbs by Dr. John Hennerman. Very, very good book. Another one, helping you think about what in the world you're putting in your body, Choose to Live by Dr. Joseph Wesserman, W-E-I-S-S-M-A-N, Dr. Joseph Wesserman, Dr. Joseph D. Wesserman, Choose to Live. There is a ton of books out here. But we really have to make it upon ourselves, take the responsibility of going to the library or to your favorite bookstore. And if you want to go on my line, go right to, we have Barnes & Noble's on my Zamzu site, and you can just get, you know, get a book and get your discounts, get your cash back, and you're able to do all of that. But I just want you to know that the books are out here to help us ladies not have to be grumpy. if you realize at age 19 and 20, 25 that you're grumpy, then we need to be thinking about, okay, whoa, wait a minute, hold up a second. I cannot spend 15 days out of the month being grumpy, because that could be your peak season to be really trying to make some sales and make a good impression. Every day should be a day that you're trying to bring something happy into someone's life. You're talking about your business. You're talking about growing your business. You're talking about your financial future. It's just that important. And you're also talking about your health. So it's really important. Another book, Juicing for Life by Cherry Calbon and Maureen Caron. Calbon is C-A-L-B-O-N, and Maureen's last name is K-E-A-R-E. These are really good books. I do juice, and I do find that that's very, very helpful in the way it makes me feel. All right. There's some more. You can just catch Jack LaLanne on YouTube, and he talks about your attitude. Jack LaLanne's exercise guru way back in the 1950s, which, by the way, 1956 was a very good year, the year I was born. He talks about exercising and also your mind, your attitude. What do you expect if you don't have a positive, radiant attitude? This is Jack LaLanne. This man has a positive attitude. He just turned like 91 years old and can still swim across great distances, pulling people in boats. And when he gets done, he takes a deep breath, shakes the water off, and he has a smile on his face. He didn't get that way being grumpy, trust me. He didn't get that way not exercising and not drinking and eating the right foods. He is such a great role model. Attitude is absolutely phenomenal. Another book, African Holistic Health by Layala Africa. That's a really, really good book. It really tells you so many things that are out here that we can do. Eat and drink the right type of things. Exercise, quiet time. And, of course, we all know Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, and we all know Think and Grow Rich by A Black Choice by Dennis Kimbrough and Napoleon Hill. And another book, The Magic of Thinking Big. I want to take you to The Magic of Thinking Big, and that's by David J. Schwartz, Ph.D., S-C-H-W-A-R-T-Z. Oh, my goodness, this book, it just has so much information in it. And I'm just going to go to page 107 in this book because I just found it to be so helpful for me. And like I said, I'm still learning, but I'm willing to learn. There's a difference in learning and forgetting and not using it, not thinking that you need it, and conscientiously saying, you know what, I really, really, really want to get better, because for myself, for my business, for my family, for my future, but for my team, for anybody that I brought on, for people that are exposed to my personality, that see me, hear me, it does make a difference. For children that are out there that may want to emulate me, that I may be a role model for my mother who, you know, thank God she's still alive and I want her to be proud of the way that I'm conducting myself, for my sister, for my brothers, for my cousins, and my aunts and my uncles, for my teacher, Mr. Dorsey, who my fifth grade teacher at Belmont Elementary School, who put so much energy in me, and for so many more. You know, I have a vice principal for school. Actually, she became a principal for school. And I would want her, even in my age now, to be proud of me. And that's Miss Sarah Horsey. I want to send a shout-out to her. Very positive vice principal. Always had a smile on her face. Always used positive motivation for her children. This is to Miss Sarah Horsey of the Baltimore City School System. Actually, she became a part of a privatized school system because of the fact that she was such a dynamic principal. And if there's anybody out there that knows Miss Sarah Horsey, let her know that Jasari's Love has sent a shout-out from her to her. And she'll know who it is when you tell them the lady always says, Jumbo. She'll know exactly who it is. And she was the principal at Rognor Heights Elementary School in Baltimore City. Very positive. Included the entire school. And every part, every child in that school felt the love. Their pictures were lined up in the hallway because she wanted them all to feel special. Yeah, you have to go that far. It has to be that deep, people. Mr. Linwood Roberts, the principal of Lyndhurst Elementary School, also in Edmondson Village in Baltimore City. Excellent principal. Unfortunately, he's no longer with us. He's gone on to be with the ancestors. But for his family, you know, we want to send out that message that, yes, Mr. Linwood Roberts was an excellent principal, loved by the staff and the children. He had a very peaceful way of getting control of the school. As a matter of fact, it never got out of control because he was so touch loving. He could walk into a room and just raise his hand, and the children would all raise their hands, and as each one saw other people with their hands up, if they were talking or something in the cafeteria, they would get quiet. I'm talking about a space with like 500 people. They would get quiet. You never heard Linwood Roberts, the principal of Lyndhurst Elementary School in Edmondson Village, Baltimore, Maryland, having to raise his voice. And he would go ahead and give the instructions for the day. And it was just a lot of enthusiasm in that school. And I've seen other situations like that. Unfortunately, I have not seen a lot. So I think those people could emulate that, you know, because those children are going to grow up to be our future business people. So we have to, you know, really think about how are we affecting them. Because they're going to use the same skills that we use. And on that line, I want to throw another book at you. If you read anything by Marva Collins out of the Chicago school system, read anything that she has, and trust me, you're going to realize that being positive and upbeat is just, and reading, oh my goodness, talk about a lady that reads, it's so important. It will really help you with your attitude and really move things right along. So I just want you to keep in mind just how important it is. You have products out there that you're trying to move, and you cannot be selling these products and bragging about the fact that, look, I just want you to buy this product. You know, I'm out here, I'm just selling, I'm just pushing this thing, you know, and I don't really believe in it. I ain't into all that. I'm just pushing it. I'm going to tell you, now, I don't know how other people feel about that, but I don't buy from people like that. Even if I wanted the product, I'm just going to buy from someplace else. You cannot sell Avon and tell me you're not wearing no makeup at all. You're not going to wear the perfumes. You know, how are you going to get me enthused about using it if you don't even like the product? I don't understand it. Just find something that you like to sell and get into that and be honest about it. It's terrible to, you know, to have that type of attitude. We can't. We really have to say, you know, we have to be honest because it comes through. I mean, somebody, someone along the line, you know, hears these things and they start saying, wait a minute now, you're selling it, but you don't believe in any of it? Oh, my goodness. But there are plenty of people out there that do. I have bought that product, and I have found people that could show me how to wear different things, the makeup and things like that. And I appreciated that. I really did. But it makes a difference, everything that we say, everything that we do. No, you're not going to use every product that's out there. It's impossible. You know, you may end up with bad health using everything, mixing all that stuff together. But whatever it is that you're really promoting, be positive about it. And if it's, if you have a lot of different things, you don't particularly care for a particular piece of whatever you have, just don't overly promote that, or don't promote it in a way that you know, you're not being honest about it, or you're not being positive about it. That's one of the important things about that. I want to take a look for a minute there at page 111 of The Magic of Thinking Big. There's just so much information on that. I'm sorry, it's page 108. And he talks about grow these three attitudes. Make them your allies in everything you do. Grow the attitude of I'm activated. Grow the attitude of you are important, the person I'm talking to. So if you're important, I'm going to be conscious of how I am talking to you and how I am treating you. Grow the attitude of service first. Service first. You go into a lot of people's businesses, they're on the phone. And they're not talking about business people. They're talking about what they did last night, what they're going to do next week, all that type of thing. And they totally ignore you. I don't know about you, but I'm usually going to walk out. I'm not going to stand there where somebody just totally ignores me and they're going to take my money. Not happening here. You know? Or you can, depending on, you know, how you feel. You could drop them a hint. You think they're a young person who just doesn't know any better. So, you know, I was catering your store. I'm kind of waiting for you to, you know, I don't have a lot of time. I'm kind of interested in your product. But is that really important what you're doing right now? I mean, there's a lot of different ways to handle it. You could use it as a teachable moment. depending on who you're dealing with. And, you know, but just pay attention to that because it is really important. Being able to be activated, treating people like they are important, service first, different types of things and attitude. There's so many things in that one book. I'm going to go to page 111 before in a few minutes I'm going to take a station break just for a minute just to do a little commercial. But on 111, it talks about that thing that I was telling you about before. Dig into it deeper and you'll develop enthusiasm. Put this principle to work next time you must do something you don't want to do. But this principle, put this principle to work next time you find yourself becoming bored. Just dig in deeper and you dig up interest. And everything you do, life it up. Make it exciting. I go around and I do booths and I do, you know, at these fairs and festivals. And sometimes it's early in the morning, there's not a lot of people there. But I don't sit there and just, you know, just sit there and look up at people as they go by and keep my mouth closed. I don't. I hardly sit at all, to be honest with you. I'm standing up waving at people. Hi, how you doing? Hey, coming over to my booth. I have something special for you today. Or just coming over to my booth so I can share with you what it is I do. Good morning. Now, I know you didn't come all the way over here to North Carolina and you're not going to come to my booth. Oh, we have what's going on over here. This is an exciting booth. Come on over and check us out. And I'm going to tell you, 9 times out of 10, the people will come over to the booth. They usually will come over right then and there. Well, sometimes they may say to me, I'm going to come back to you in a minute, because they were already planning on going to somebody else's booth, something they had already planned on buying, or something they really wanted to see, or maybe there's an activity at their fair that they just wanted to check that particular activity out. And then they will come back to you. You know, if they remember, they'll come back to you. So that's really important to keep that in mind, that they will come back to you as those things happen. But you have to have enthusiasm. You have to have a smile on your face. There's things that you just have to think about. It is on page 181 of Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice, he says, it is shocking to observe how often we all bungle the job of handling people. We have to learn how to handle people. Sometimes people are not so nice when they come up to us, very rarely at a fair or a booth. You know, have I had to deal with that? But, you know, it's up to us to be skillful and to be patient and to just kind of, sometimes we just have to be quiet. Sometimes we have to be quiet. I'm in, of course, network marketing, and a young man came to my weeks ago, and that particular person had come to something, and he wasn't interested in it. And he wanted to let this new young lady know that he wasn't interested. And well, he'd already told her that. But he did some research, and he had changed his mind, and he wanted to let her know that it was okay for her to be interested, but this wasn't for him. And she was in the process of introducing that to me, and he says to me, I just want you to know, I do agree it's okay for this young lady right here, but it's not my thing, and blah, 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 blah. Well, it was at a booth at a big festival, and I wanted to keep my booth upbeat and moving forward, and I had, like, a goal of getting, like, 120 new contacts, so I politely, you know, said how glad I was to meet this young man. I shook his hand, and I looked him dead in the eye, and I said, you know, I truly understand what you're saying, because I do realize there's so much out here, and everything is not for everyone. And maybe it's not your thing for right now, or maybe it's not going to be your thing ever. You're welcome to come back and check it out again, but I understand. And then I left. I said, thank you so much for having come to the event that he had come to that week, and I left that side, the right side, and went to the left side, and I proceeded to engage someone else. I was polite, but I limited my time with that situation so that it would not have to become something where he wanted to open up a debate with me, because there's nothing to debate about. You know, if the person's not interested, that's their prerogative. They don't have to be interested in everything we do. My goodness, there's thousands and thousands of industries out here and so many things for people to choose from. And it just might be that that's not the same for him. Practice appreciation. Make it a rule so that others know you appreciate what they do for you. Again, being a pleasant person, and you don't have to wait and build up for them to do really, really big things. It could be it could be just little things. I want to just take a minute, with a little bit behind on this here. You all know I'm not used to it yet. I just want to, again, thank our 21,000 listeners, 21,491 listeners. I want to remind everybody this is Home-Based Business 101. This is listener-supported radio, and we just want to thank you. And remember to get your gift at the end of the show at www.zamzoo.freeagent.movementsunlimited. And this free gift is something serious. Don't take this for granted. This can help you in your tax situation. There's so many other ways. So just take a look at it. It doesn't hurt to take a look and see what's out here. Sometimes we don't take a look at things, and we miss out on major, major things. Like I said, open up a book or go to that site so that you don't miss out on something that could be life-changing to your benefit financially, as well as it would make you happy in a whole lot of ways. Trust me, a whole lot of ways. I want to take you to page 125 in the same book, and that is The Magic of Thinking Big by David Swartz, okay? And I only have about a minute left. And that is number 6. He has this list of things for us to do, and he says, study to get the scratchy elements out of your personality, even those of which you may be, unconscious. And that is so important. So important. So we just have to think about that. We have little scratchy ways. He also talks about number 4. Don't be egotistical. Guard against the impression that you have that you know it all. So it's little things like that. Just think about the way that we are, the way that we're treating people, and it can make a big difference. What you're saying about the products in your company, is it positive? If it's not, maybe you need to not even be there. There's other things that you can do. There's so many things that I like to do, you know, and I just utilize all those different things that I like to do. And I strongly urge you to do that. This is a Just All Right Love Show. I really enjoy being with you. I hope that you take a look at the different books that I mentioned to you. I will start finding a way to get this information on the site for you to look at. It's a tremendous book list out here, along with tapes, the one minute manager is, oh my goodness, that is just awesome, by Ken Blanchard and Spencer Johnson. It's just awesome information on here. How to Talk to Anyone, 62 Little Tricks for Big Success in Relationships by Lau Lawns. It's just really phenomenal, the information that's out here. Let's look at the rest of the day as being positive, upbeat, and congenial. Even if it's your first time even thinking about being a pleasant person, I want you to take a minute right now and put a smile on your face and say to yourself, you know, this is a great day because I'm alive and I have something to share with the world. And believe me, someone's going to give you a positive response. This is Jasari's Love. Thank you so much for listening. Have a fantastic day. And you know what time it is. We know that there's my time and there's your time and it's our time. So let's make sure that we have a good time with it being our time. And I'm looking for that one on our time because I'm still learning how to use this here. So just give me a second to find that. Oh, there it is. It was hiding. Okay, I'm going to click that on. I'm trying to. It's our time.
Time to claim my destiny. Time to let go. We hope you enjoyed the Success Songs original composition. For music and words that create powerful moments in your day, go to successsongs.com and hear life from a higher vibration.